Some years ago, I got started a program to make it possible for people to go from working in the armed services of our country to teaching as a second career. The program is in jeopardy because of bureaucratic decisions in the Department of Education, and the bill that we are introducing today is designed to make sure that the program is available for school districts all across the United States in the future as it has been in the past. If it doesn't pass, only two school districts in the state of Wisconsin will be eligible to have retired military people working as a second career teaching our young people. They've done very well. There have been 11,000 teachers across the country who were formerly military people, and we need to keep this program available for schools across our state and across our country.